Saturday, December 27th, third day of the Octave, Feast of St. John, Apostle and Evangelist. The first reading from the first letter of St. John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Beloved, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked upon and touched with our hands, concerns the word of life, for the life was made visible. We have seen it and testify to it, and proclaim to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was made visible to us. What we have seen and heard we proclaim now to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. For our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing this so that our joy may be complete. Haydock Commentary. Parts of this reading have a great conformity with the beginning of St. John's Gospel. The construction is somewhat obscure, unless we observe that the second verse is to be taken by way of a parenthesis, and the sense is not complete till these words, "We declare to you," etc. The whole may be expressed in this literal paraphrase: "We declare and preach to you the eternal and always living Word, which was from the beginning, for this Word which was with the Father from eternity hath appeared and manifested Himself to us, when He took upon Him our human nature and was made flesh. This Word, I say, incarnate, we have seen with our eyes, we have heard Him preach His gospel, we have touched His true body with our hands, as we witness and declare to you, that you may have fellowship with us and be made partakers of the graces which God came from heaven to bestow upon mankind, to make us His adoptive sons and heirs of heaven." The Gospel from John chapter 20, verses 1 through 8. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put Him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. Haydock Commentary. As our Savior had been interred in great haste, the holy women who had before accompanied Jesus in all His journeys brought perfumes to embalm His sacred body again, in a manner more proper than Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea had been able to do before. St. John makes mention of Mary Magdalene only because it was his intention to give a particular relation of all that she did. But we learn from the other evangelists that there were three holy women at the sepulchre together, namely Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome. This was on the first day of the week, the morrow of the Sabbath. Christ rose, leaving the stone and seals still lying on the sepulchre. But as this was to be believed by others also, after the resurrection the tomb was opened, and thus the belief of what had taken place propagated. This it was that struck Magdalene, for as soon as she saw the stone rolled from the sepulchre, without entering or even looking into it, she immediately ran, in the ardor of her affection, to carry the news to the disciples. So says St. John Chrysostom. St. John Chrysostom takes notice that Christ's body being buried with myrrh, the linen would stick as fast to the body as pitch, so that it would have been impossible to steal or take away the body without the linen cloths. He saw and believed. He did not yet believe that Jesus was risen from the dead, because he was still ignorant that he was to rise from the dead. For although the apostles had so often heard their divine master speak in the most plain terms of his resurrection, still, being so much accustomed to parables, they did not understand, and imagined something else was meant by these words. So says St. Augustine.